Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Welcome everybody to today's episode of Thrive Not Survive, where we discuss ways to share positivity and really use this time to thrive and not just barely hanging on during this COVID crisis. So my guest with me today is Raphael, and she is the founder of Not a Mama LLC and has a podcast and a thriving community on Facebook. And so welcome. I'm so glad that you're here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about, so you're in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about, because I just think it's fascinating that, because we're going to have guests from all over the world. So tell us right now, today, I have to remind myself what day of the week it is. It's Saturday, March 28th, 2020. What is happening in your area right now?
In my area, I live in a fairly small town. And in our town, we are three towns within one county. Our counties count for COVID-19 positive cases, I believe, is at 19 for three counties. So it's not huge compared to many other places in the country. So right now we do not have a shelter at home. We don't have a shelter in place, shelter at home, whatever they're calling it out there. But we do have just a lot more just quiet streets, quiet stores. I am, my day job, I'm an occupational therapist that does home health visits. So my caseload, I'm still working, but my caseload has drastically decreased because of the admissions. Mm. In my business, admissions would be a lot of elective surgeries. So status post elective surgeries. And since those aren't happening, we don't really have a huge caseload right now. But it's definitely quiet. On weekends, I would normally probably be going down south, Palm Beach County, where my family lives, not doing that. So I just think it's quieter, less traffic, which makes my day job easy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. You kind of shared a little bit about how your day-to-day life has changed a little bit with your like kind of 9-to-5 job as a occupational therapist. And then how about your virtual business? You're Not a Mama business. How is that shifting?
Actually that's shifting leaps and bounds on the positive side. So since COVID-19 has really impacted many lives and many people are working from home, many people's social schedules came to a grueling halt. So I've actually been very successful in recording a lot of episodes for the Not a Mama podcast. So that has been amazing. And interestingly enough, I did have a membership community that I closed just shortly before COVID-19 because I'm redoing it. But there is going to be a paid membership program. So I kind of shifted, I kind of closed that because I'm working on that on the back end and really just shifted, focused and pivoted to my podcast because it's getting such momentum and it's getting so many positive reviews that I thought to myself, this is a perfect time to do something positive with this downtime. I don't necessarily have a lot of downtime. If anything, I'm busier between my podcast and I normally have someone help me at home with cleaning and she can't come. So I'm actually busier in life than I was before, but this podcast and the momentum of it has been just completely a gift from the universe in this madness. So I'm running with it. I'm going with it. I'm like recording episodes and, you know, doing fun things around the podcast.
I love it. Tell us a little bit about what is Not a Mama? Like, what are you all about?
Not a Mama is a community that was born last Mother's Day, which is a little ironic because the platform is to celebrate and uplift women that are not moms. So women that are child-free. Not a Mama is for child-free women that are child-free by choice, child-free by circumstance. Some say child-free just because. And it's a community to build connection, build relationships, find that community that doesn't require you to feel like you have to validate yourself, a community that doesn't feel like you don't have to explain your choices with our community. It's just like-minded women coming together for community and connection.
I love it. And I stumbled upon you and we connected on some different kind of entrepreneur type groups that we were in together. And I had never found a community like that or knew that they existed. So as a child-free woman, that was really nice, especially living in the Midwest, being 36 soon, it is not common.
Right.
It's been really fun to kind of see that, kind of get
that out there.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so through your community and through everything, how you kind of shared that you're really leaning into your podcast, but what other things are you doing to really thrive during this time?
I'm doing a lot of self-development type of things. So I'm always learning. I've always been one of those people that is, I always say to myself, if ever I were to win the lottery, I would literally become a professional student. Like I would just learn, I just love it. So there's a lot of courses and a lot of different things that I've purchased and joined over the past couple months that I haven't been able to really give my attention to. So I'm catching up on books. I'm an audiobook fanatic. And because of what I do for work, I'm in my car all the time. I'm known to sometimes finish a book a day. So I'm continuing that. And that's amazing. And just, you know, digging into some courses that I've paid for and not really jumped into. And just kind of relaxing, to be honest with you. Like I really should be cleaning the bird room, but I choose to just kind of like chill because, you know, my life hasn't changed really Monday through Friday. So I still have to get up and go to work. So, you know, but those other downtimes, I'm really embracing self-development, books, and podcasts.
That's amazing. Any recommendations for anyone that's tuning in for books or podcasts?
Well, my self-development books generally tend to be for women, but the most recent two that I've read / listened to for women is Chillpreneur and Get Rich Lucky Bitch.
Ooh, I like it.
The same author, Denise B. Thompson, I believe. And Chillpreneur and Get Rich Lucky Bitch. She is just a mindset kind of guru. But I like her style because she doesn't mind cursing. She's like me. I don't do anything. I don't strive for perfection. That's never been in my wheelhouse. So for her, she's the same way. And so, you know, she just comes out real and I connected with her. So even though she's a mother, and I really do try to look for authors and speakers that are not mothers, but that's why I started this podcast because we need our own community out there. But those are probably the two recent for women. Marketing Made Simple by Donald. My gosh, I can't think of it. Marketing Made Simple, I believe. And so that was a book just about marketing. And like he broke down the sales page. He broke down like what you need in a funnel. And just very basic though, not complicated. He doesn't push any particular platforms and stuff like that. So I like that. And then, the Middle Finger Project. That's cool too. And that's from Ash. I forgot her last name. She's child-free. So her book is fun. And that one is definitely, if you are adverse to curse words, don't read it or listen to it. So those would probably be my most recent four.
Awesome. Thank you. I was frantically writing them down so I can check those out. I really want you to have an opportunity to share the other thing that I know that you were really working on, that you were very excited about, that you're really leaning into. I imagine it's stepping out of your comfort zone. It's something that you haven't done before. And so you are getting ready to launch in, is it early to mid-April, your first ever Child Free Women Unite Summit.
Yes. So this happened, you know, when COVID-19 hit everybody, the very first thing you heard about and you started to see ramp up was ways that people are outreaching and doing things to outreach to get to their communities, to get in front of the people that need to see them. So the very first thing I thought of is, you know, well, okay, I'm going to start doing 2 episodes a week of my podcast. So I've been doing that. But then the next thing I thought about was a virtual summit. Now, Not a Mama, the community that I had, the membership community, was really based on virtual events. So this summit is not something completely different, but it's just on a much bigger scale. So the Child Free Women United virtual summit starts April 9th through the 11th. And the mission of that is to find child-free women presenters, yours truly included, and Chantel is joining as well. We are going to have women in business, child-free women in business, share their business, share their superpowers, share, you know, anything more that they want to share. And then our goal is to bridge all of our communities. So we have an Eastern medicine doctor, we have an author. The author that is joining us is also the pioneer for child-free living. She was on 60 Minutes back in the 70s, wow. 1970s, promoting child-free living. And if you know, I mean, I'm 49, so in the 70s, there really was no such thing as child-free living. So, and her story is very interesting. She lost her job because of that 60 Minutes interview. Wow. She's joining us. So we have some amazing women, amazing speakers, everything you can think of. We have a dietitian coming on to talk about intuitive eating, whatever that is. And so many women have stepped up. So it's going to be, as of right now, I think it's going to be a 3-day event. So it might be something like Thursday night. Friday might be the one day that has the most sessions, and then closing out on Saturday. But I'm so excited. It's going to be anywhere from like 9 to 12 women. It just depends on all the final presenters. And I'm just excited. And our goal is to really just connect all of our communities, because all of us are child-free. Many of us are in our own business, run our own businesses. But not only that, we're going to then marry all of our communities. So Marsha's community, the author, she has a huge following. She does trips, she does her books. And I mean, one of her Facebook groups is like close to 10,000 people.
Wow.
So we're going to marry all of these communities, which is, this is a perfect time to do that, to have that sense of community. And it's also a perfect time to do a virtual summit, because people do have more availability to connect in that way versus, you know, 2 months ago or a month ago, you know, going out to seek that connection and that friendship.
Yeah. I just really get the sense that, because my immediate reaction, you know, my brain went back to scarcity mindset of, I'm about to launch this webinar and I am launching this group coaching program. And now everybody's worried about their income and there's panic and they're stressed. And now nobody's going to buy any of my products. And that is just not the case.
People
are so hungry for positivity, and they want to use this time to step up and become their best selves. And so they are buying coaching programs and online courses and attending free virtual things like this and like your summit. And so it's just really an exciting time.
It is. And they're also very hungry for that connection. you know, many people, depending on where you live, you know, like you were mentioning, as far as there's different cities in different areas in our country that may be isolating to begin with. And then you throw in COVID-19 and then you're like, okay, now what? So now more than ever, people are seeking alternative ways to make connections. And my goal is to do that, but make it so niche and specialized that I find who I need to find out there in the world and they find me.
Absolutely. You've done an excellent job about that. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So if people are wanting more information about the summit or your podcast, like where can they connect with you?
Well, my jam, where I normally do most of my posting, is on Instagram. And on Instagram, I'm just at Not a Mama. And the podcast website is notamamapodcast.com. And on that website, you can listen to the podcast. And then you can also join the Facebook community, Not a Mama Crew Facebook community. So go to notamamapodcast.com. And then halfway through the website, you'll see a button to join the Facebook community. And then I'm also on Twitter. Twitter, I think it's Not a Mama LLC, and on Facebook, it's Not a Mama LLC. Most of the time, I'm really, like I said, talking on Facebook Lives, and I mean, I'm talking on Instagram Lives and stories and Instagram, and then a lot of times in my group. But that's basically, you know, where I'm active the most.
Awesome.
And then the summit details, the summit again is the 9th through the 11th of April. And I'm hoping to have the promo page and everything ready by April 1st.
Awesome.
So then keep your eyes open for that.
Definitely. And I will be sharing that as soon as it's ready, especially as a guest speaker. I'm very excited.
Yeah. I'm definitely excited too.
It's going to be a great time to just lift others up and build community like you're talking about. So for anyone that's watching live or the replay, do you have any kind of daily routines or anything that's kind of helping you with your mindset or your health?
You know, one thing that I have taken up more recently is I actually schedule my TV time. Hmm. So we don't have live television. We just have Hulu, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, all the streaming things. And I put limits on my TV watching. So most of the time I'm only watching TV on Wednesdays or Saturdays. Sundays is like chore day. We have 6 parrots here. So my husband and I are busy in the parrot in the bird room on Sundays for the most part. But I would say the highest TV watching days are Wednesdays and Saturdays, but I actually have it on my calendar. I actually put TV time on my calendar. But I think along those lines, I put everything on my calendar. So that's my way of being accountable to myself. And one thing I do that might be helpful for everyone watching is on my calendar. If I have, for example, in the morning, I have read money affirmations. Mm-hmm. And then in the notes section of my calendar on that event, in the notes section, I put my why. So when you see a calendar alert, you see, let's say, for example, you want to journal. If you put journal and you give yourself 15 minutes to journal, in the notes section or in parentheses after journal, put why, give your why, because if you constantly see that why, that's what's going to keep you going. So when you get that alert for the 8th time, you're like, what? And then you're looking at it and you see your why. That's going to give you that little boost to know, okay, this is why I set an alert and I'm going to do it. And that's made a big difference for me. So scheduling TV time. Because if you schedule it, you'll realize how much you're doing it. And then you'll realize, okay, that's why I need to schedule it, because I need to do it like 8 hours less than what I do. And then putting your why on your calendar alerts. So schedule those times, even if it's quiet time. And that's another thing my husband and I do. We have quiet time on Wednesday evenings where we don't put any screens on, no TV, no computer, no phones. And it's just like quiet time, but we schedule that too. And then I add him on the alert for the calendar. So I would say those are probably the things that I do the most that help me keep in check emotionally and mentally.
Oh, those are great tips. Any tips on how to really dig deep into your why?
I think for me, what helps me is that you have to be the occupational therapist in me. You have to have a realistic why. You have realistic why, meaning if you're gonna, for me, reading my money mantras, I actually put in parentheses what my goals are for that money. For my quiet time, I actually put in there anxiety to remind me that if I don't do my quiet time, it's going to increase my anxiety. So I think being realistic to why you're actually doing something, so, and be specific about it. So if you're going to block off some time for reading a book, it's self-development, but give yourself something. Say to yourself, to be able to learn how to do a podcast, to be able to learn to do my website, to learn sales. So just really get specific. Don't say a long-term goal without doing those steps. So if you have a big long-term goal, the OT in me, and you can relate to this, you break it down into steps and then maybe do one step of that goal every week in your why, or one step of that goal once a month in your why, or the whole month of April is going to be this why, the whole month of May will be this. Just be realistic, because you're only hurting yourself and your ego and your vibe and your energy if you make something not achievable. Like, you're only going to beat yourself up. You're only going to, it's not going to lift you up. It's going to be more defeating, if anything. So just be realistic with that why.
Oh, I love it. That's such great insight. Thank you so much.
Yeah. After many failed attempts, you know, but that's what we do in life, right? Like, and that's another thing. Like, some of my friends say that they say I have grit or resilience. But for me, my long-term goal of having a successful podcast and a successful membership community, it's just a must. Like, there's not even it may happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in 2020. And it has to. Like, this is one thing I'm not negotiating on, because I made a promise to myself that I would leave direct patient care.
Oh, and what's your deadline for that, or your goal?
By my 50th birthday, which is November 1st of this year. So everybody watching this, you hear it here first. So hold me accountable. I give anybody watching this and listening to this permission to check in with me on Instagram and say, what are you doing? Are you on target? What are you doing? And again, this is from many attempts that were not successful. And that's another thing too. If you're on a mission for something, if you do not reach that goal, what you have to do is don't look at it that way. Rip it apart and write down all the lessons you learned. So don't even think of it of not mastering something or not, you know, reaching that goal. No, what you're going to do is rip it apart and do it on a sheet of paper so you can visually see it, and just write all the lessons that you learned. So that's where I am. I've tried to be an entrepreneur two other times. And so I'm taking all those gems, I call them gems, and bringing all those gems with me on this journey. So that makes me that much harder to crack on this journey.
Oh, how powerful. I love it. Right? Oh,
I got to, like, you know, that's the thing, I got to. So November 1st, 2020. Now that's my long-term plan. My short-term plan is to be up and running to at least replace my income. Oh, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. At least replace my income By June 1st, which is the first day of hurricane season here in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you started your podcast Mother's Day, May. So almost a year ago, a little shy of a year ago.
Well, actually the idea, this is an interesting story. Here's some more lessons. The idea came to me on May 1st or May 12th, whatever Mother's Day was. The very first thing is I started an Instagram page and I started a Facebook group. Awesome. That was the first thing. I told myself I was going to launch in July. That didn't happen. Then I went to Podcast Movement, which is the biggest podcast convention conference in the world. I went there in Orlando in August. Is it August? Yeah. So then I said, after that, I'm going to launch. So does that sound familiar to people? Always wanting to launch something and do something, whether it's weight loss, eating healthy, whatever. So then podcasts came and went. Podcast Movement came and went. I was amped up. I was jamming. I thought, okay, all this energy from this weekend, I'm going to go home and I'm going to do it. Well, that was in August. And my podcast did not officially launch until January of this year.
So you're only about 4 months in and you're kicking it.
We haven't even had, it was late January. So February, March, April, not even our 3 month anniversary yet.
Wow.
We're not even 3 months old yet. But all of those things can be seen in every area of life. Wanting to find a new job, wanting to be an entrepreneur, wanting to lose weight, wanting to drink more water, anything you can think of. But you always have to just look at it as something, it was a lesson. Don't look at it as you failed. Don't even look at it as you like fell down. It literally was a lesson. So think of yourself as like wearing a backpack. And if something doesn't work out, pick up that gem, stick it in the backpack and keep going.
Oh, I love that reframe. Yeah.
Isn't that nice? And so I launched. So it's interesting. January, I woke up on a Sunday and just recorded 3 episodes and launched. That's it.
What?
So it's just the time. And here we are.
I'm so glad that you stepped into it, busted out of that comfort zone and just said, let's do this.
Right. And I do think it definitely benefited me because I needed my community to help me, to motivate me to do it. That accountability again. So I have women that have been following me on Instagram and women in my Facebook group that have been with me since day one.
Wow.
And that's pretty huge. I find that amazing because literally you could look at them and you could see when they joined. And some of them have been with me since day one.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they get to watch your journey and watch as you just kind of spread those wings and grow. And how powerful for them to be like, well, if she can do it, why can't I? And they can step into their superpowers.
Yep. And I hope they are. Absolutely.
I love it. So I did see Olivia just joined us. Good afternoon. She was our featured speaker last night on Thrive Not Survive. And so we had a great time. So I'm glad that she is joining us today. Alyssa says she likes how you schedule a lot and is the same. Otherwise, the artist side of her brain takes over and I will not get anything done. I'd rather just do whatever I'm doing and go with the flow, huh?
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm not super creative artistically, but I can imagine that something like that takes a lot of brain space too. So you can't, if you're in that jive, in that project, if you don't set boundaries to be like, okay, I'm working on this for 2 hours and only 2 hours, it could be 2 days later and you'd be like, oh, I forgot to do this or, you know, whatever. So I get that. Absolutely.
100%. So, and fun fact, Alyssa and I met my first year of teaching. She was the art teacher my first year. And we're both new to the building and district. And so got to do all the new hire trainings and stuff together. So that's how connected awesome. Back well, in 2007.
And being an occupational therapist that has worked in the public school systems in many different states, actually, I always loved going into the art class with the kids I was working with because that was a perfect opportunity to see the fine motor skills delayed or whatever's going on or attention or whatever it was. And so I love art teachers. God bless them. I love art teachers. It just makes me cringe to know that there's so many districts that have done away with that. Mm-hmm. And it just, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Good. And I believe Alyssa has joined Olivia's community, the Accountability IAABA. I am a badass. If I can get that all right.
To check out Olivia's session from last night. I was having Wi-Fi problems up until probably about 9 o'clock this morning.
So Olivia says she'll definitely have to watch the replay. I'm sure at that point I'll have all sorts of questions. Yes, Olivia, you will appreciate the time management tips that Rafi shares, how she schedules her day. She gave some great book recommendations. And how to find your why and connect your why with your time management. So when you get the reminder to do quiet time, digging into your why or whatever it is that you're scheduling. We touched on affirmations, quiet time, screen time. So definitely worth watching the replay. Lots of good nuggets in there. Okay. As part of this, something that I want to give back is I am raffling for people who show up live because I think it's so important for you to take the time and schedule it. Because even with, I know myself, I always have the intention of, oh, I can't make that live, but I'll watch the replay. And like 3 weeks later, I'm like, what replay was I going to watch? I don't remember. I really want to encourage people to join live. And so I am raffling off a free ticket to my upcoming gratitude webinar, where we're going to talk about how to use gratitude to thrive, not survive, throughout this time. And we'll pull in some topics from my book and stuff. So I will do kind of a summary with some of the books that were mentioned and all of the links to connect with Raphael. And so if you come up with a question after this, feel free to contact her or I and connect there and connect with us on different social medias.
Absolutely. And I would like to also share with anybody that's here that may know a child-free woman who wants to share her story, to connect with me too and consider being on my podcast.
Oh, I'll have to connect with you on that after the yes. show.
Definitely. Definitely.
Alyssa says, thank you both. She enjoyed connecting as well. Very good. So with that, we'll kind of close, wrap things up here.
One thing I didn't mention, I'm also very, I'm very strict with my sleep hygiene program. So I actually turn off everything and start to get ready for bed at 8 Eastern time. Yeah. And actually, I use doTERRA's lavender in my diffuser, and then I use a sound machine. And so most of the time, I can't catch too many things late at night. Although for the summit coming up, I will be making some exceptions, but I definitely am like 95% sticking to my sleep hygiene, even on the weekends. So yeah. Kind of makes me boring when it comes to, you know, wanting to do something at night, but it keeps me well. So I make that sacrifice.
Absolutely. Sleep is so important for your brain to just be able to function at its highest capacity.
Exactly. And your immune systems.
Yes. Oh, Olivia says any sleep advice would be greatly appreciated. That is her Do One Thing Better project.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I could talk about it forever, but I think one of the most important things to do is to, just like you make boundaries with what you would do, Olivia, you're a mom, right? So just like you would make boundaries for what you do and do not do for your kids or what your kids can and cannot do, you really have to implement those boundaries for sleep. So I think the smallest and the easiest way to get started is say to yourself, okay, at this time, I'm going to stop looking at screens, because that's one of the biggest things that interferes with sleep, is that we're literally on our screen and then we're going to turn off the screen, brush our teeth, and lay down. Well, your brain is still already on heightened sense because of all the rays, all the blue light and everything from the screens. So I would say that's probably one of the smallest things you can start to do. And then the other thing is we don't have any screens in the bedroom. So that might be harder for some people, but we don't have anything. We don't even charge our phones in the bedroom. So we have an alarm system. So if anything were to happen, we can easily get help that way. But we have no phones in our bedroom and we have no screens. So those two things might be easy. Well, I don't know about the screens, but trying to start to cut off some time at the end of the day to be without a screen might be helpful.
Awesome. She said, yes, I am working on that. Smiley face. That's awesome. You're just so full of great nuggets. I'm so glad that you were able to come on and share them with us today.
Thank you. I know it was great. And I love this. I love this. And I love that Zoom and all these others. There's a lot of other ones out there. Crowdcast. Have you heard of that one? That apparently is a good one. Okay. But it's amazing that we can connect like this. So yeah, I definitely am all for virtual, hangouts and summits and everything. And I'm so excited for our summit. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be super fun. I can't wait to see what all the other summit speakers bring to the table. Cause I too am just a learner. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm always taking notes and taking it.
Right. And I can't wait till we can share it with our community. So I have someone helping me. So she's doing all that stuff on the back end. So, I gave her a deadline of April 1st because we need to be able to pump it up and share with your groups and our pages and share everywhere. So we're definitely working on that and I'm excited. I can't wait to be able to share with the world.
Absolutely. So stay tuned, everybody, because that will be dropping by April 1st and then you can join us on the virtual summit.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.